Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
It's the Lord Malete making that commitment. I will never go back. No more turning back. No more turning back. Prior to that, Michelle Ashley Jones with No One But God. No One But God. It is Heart to Heart on a Friday afternoon right here on Radio Pulpit. We still have that awesome feature coming up right here on the show, My Weekend Praise Gems. You can easily just get in touch with me on WhatsApp, 0826572729. Three of your favorite songs this afternoon. Three of your faves. Select them and we'll play them right here on the show. You select three of your faves and we do the right thing. We play your awesome songs. It's a Friday, right? So it gives us that awesome Friday feel. Those beautiful songs that we can sing along to, dance to, and, you know, really just have ourselves a lovely time in the Lord. Coming up is Pastor Donovan.
Radio Buzzing of Life. 657 AM.
Today I would like us to consider a question, a simple question. What did you say? And this is a question we use when we do not hear clearly what one has said or what one has asked. But it is also often an expression or a question we use when we hear something clearly, but we don't really believe what we've just heard. And in our disbelief causes us to suggest that the person say what they just said. We asked him to repeat it. What did you say? Today we will look at the nation of Israel. And we will see that they were once slaves in Egypt. What did you say? I said that they were slaves in Egypt. They cried out to God for help to deliver them from their struggle. And God answered. They were miraculously rescued, delivered from the bondage within Egypt. What did you say? I said that they cried to God, the nation of Israel, cried to God for help. He heard their cry and he took them out of Egypt. But it did not take long for those Israelites to express their desire to go back to Egypt. What? What did you say? Yes, you heard me right. Once the nation of Israel were out of Egypt, they expressed a desire to go back to Egypt. Yes, Israel longed at times to go back to Egypt. They claimed that their lives were better there in Egypt. They claimed their lives were better under bondage than their newfound freedom. Well, as we consider in the book of Exodus, I would like us to firstly start off with the nation of Israel as they are set free from Egypt. Basically, for them, there is freedom. And this is what we find in the book of Exodus, chapter 12, verse 41. It says, "And it came to pass at the end of the 430 years, even the selfsame day it came to pass, that all the hosts of the Lord went out from the land of Egypt." Here we see basically the amount of time that the nation of Israel spent in Egypt. The Bible tells us that they were there for at least 430 years. Yeah, we also find in this verse that the nation Israel, after these 430 years, we find that they were set free. They were allowed to leave Egypt. We see as well the third thing, that it was the Lord God himself, who had delivered, who had rescued, who had saved his people, the nation of Israel. In Exodus chapter 20, verse 2, it says, "I am the Lord thy God." God is speaking. He says, "which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage." For the nation of Israel, yeah, we find there's much need to celebrate. There obvious is much excitement. But it does not take long before this entire atmosphere begins to change. We find that the nation of Israel, they leave Egypt and then they come to the Red Sea. The Bible tells us that from there things begin to change for them. Exodus chapter 14 verse 9, at the Red Sea, listen to what the Bible says. "But the Egyptians pursued after them, all the horses and chariots of Pharaoh and his horsemen and his army, and overtook them encamping by the sea. And when Pharaoh drew nigh, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them, and they were so afraid. And the children of Israel cried out unto the Lord." verse 11. And they said unto Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, hast thou taken us away to die in the wilderness? Wherefore hast thou dealt thus with us to carry us forth out of Egypt? Verse 12, is not this the word that we did tell thee in Egypt, saying, let us alone, that we may serve the Egyptians? For it had been better for us to serve the Egyptians than that we should die in the wilderness. Here we find that the nation of Israel, they have a strange longing for Egypt. They have this desire to be back there within Egypt. We read that they had suggested to Moses that Moses was to leave them alone, that they had no problem serving the Egyptians. In the book of Numbers, chapter 20, verse 16, though, this is what the Bible tells us. It says, and when we cried, speaking about those people, the nation of Israel, who came out of Egypt, the same individuals that we've just read of in chapter 14, who have suggested that it was better for them to serve in Egypt. Listen to again to Numbers 20, verse 16. It says, and when we cried unto the Lord, he heard our voice and sent an angel or a messenger and had brought us forth out of Egypt. Well, according to that verse, we find that the nation of Israel, it was they who cried out unto the Lord. And as a result of that, the Lord heard their cry, he heard their voice, and he delivered them out of Egypt. So we ask that question, what did you say? Speaking to the nation of Israel, you desire or desired to go back to Egypt. You desired or you suggested that things were way better there than your newfound freedom. What did you say? Well, we continue and the Bible tells us, like we know, that sea was departed. The nation of Israel crossed it. They celebrate. Probably just about a few days after that celebration, after crossing the Red Sea, we find that they begin to complain because there's a new challenge that they face. And once again, we find their strange longing for Egypt. In Exodus chapter 16, verse 3, it says, and the children of Israel said unto them, would to God we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the flesh pots, and when we did eat bread to the full. For you have brought us forth into this wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger. Here we find the nation of Israel are in need for food. And with this challenge, they begin to question. And they begin to again make the same claim. They claim that it was better for them in the land of Egypt. They suggest or they make it known to Moses that there in the land of Egypt, they ate bread to the full. It is strange, yeah, we find a strange longing for the nation of Israel, which they possessed, which they had, a strange longing to go back to Egypt. It is strange, they are complaining about food, but in Exodus chapter 12, verse 38, it reads, and a mixed multitude went up also with them. So in other words, it's describing as they left Egypt. It says, and flocks and herds, even very much cattle. So in other words, the nation of Israel left with much flocks, with much herds, with much cattle. So why are they complaining about food? Anyway, we find here that they were longing for Egypt. Numbers chapter 11 verse 1, we find that God eventually provides them with manna. And the nation of Israel, they get sick and they get tired of this manna. Again, they begin to complain. And once again, we find that there is the suggestion. There is the strange longing which they make, a strange longing for Egypt. Numbers chapter 11, verse 1, it says, and when the people complained, it displeased the Lord. And the Lord heard it, and his anger was kindled. And the fire of the Lord burnt among them and consumed them, that they were in the uttermost parts of the camp. And the people cried unto Moses, and when Moses prayed unto the Lord, the fire was quenched. Verse 4, and the mixed multitude that was among them fell a-lusting. And the children of Israel also wept again and said, who shall give us flesh to eat? We remember. We are mindful. We are mindful of the fish we did eat in Egypt freely. The cucumbers and the melons and the leeks and the onions and the garlic. But now our soul is dried away. There is nothing at all besides this manna before our eyes. Yeah, again, it is appropriate that we could ask our question. What did you say? You remember times in Egypt where things were better for you than they currently are? Yeah, we find that the nation of Israel have a strange longing to go back to Egypt. You know, let us very, very quickly take a look at what life was like for them in Egypt. In Exodus chapter 1, verse 8, it says, "Now there arose up a new king over Egypt, which knew not Joseph. And he said unto his people, Behold, the people of the children of Israel are more and mightier than we. Come on, let us deal wisely with them, lest they multiply and it come to pass that when there falleth out any war, they join also unto our enemies and fight against us, and so get them up out of the land." Verse 11, "Therefore they did set over them taskmasters." Yeah, we find that the Pharaoh, who did not know Joseph, he gives a suggestion that they implement taskmasters over the nation of Israel. A taskmaster is basically an individual or individuals who are rulers. They are masters. It is their purpose to bring about burdens or discomfort. It is their task to implement forced labor upon the nation of Israel. We find it says in verse 11 that they would set over them taskmasters. The reason? To afflict them with their burdens. The idea of that word afflict simply means to chasten or to deal hard or harshly with. It has the idea that your dealings will bring about or result in their ill or in their hurt. He says, to afflict them with their burdens. The idea of that word burdens just simply has this picture of a load, a huge load placed upon you. A load that is there for the purpose of draining out all of your energy. He says in verse 12, and they built Pharaoh treasure cities. Verse 12, but the more... So in other words, this affliction that the nation of Israel experienced, it increased. And it increased, the Bible says, the more the multitude grew. So in other words, the more Pharaoh saw the nation of Israel multiply or increase, the more he got his people, the more he got the Egyptians to bring about more and greater affliction upon the nation of Israel. It says, and they were grieved because of the children of Israel. That's speaking of those in Egypt. The Bible tells us that their plan does not work. And so as a result, they are extremely upset. They are grieved. They are filled with a sorrow. As a result, that's the reason why they continue to increase their affliction. Verse 13, and the Egyptians made the children of Israel to serve with rigor. The idea of that word serve means to work, to labor to the point of being tired or weary, exhausted. The idea of that word rigor means to break apart. So here we find that the nation of Israel had these taskmasters who were the Egyptians, and they basically afflicted them. They forced them to serve, and they got them to do so with much rigor. The nation of Israel literally broke apart within Egypt. The Bible teaches us that they got them to serve with rigor. Another idea of that word rigor just simply means cruelty, strictness, harshness, or firmness. Verse 14, and they made their lives. That's speaking of what the Egyptians did to Israel. And they made their lives bitter. The word bitter speaks of unpleasantness. It speaks of feelings of resentment or anger. The nation of Israel were filled with bitterness. Why? The Bible says in verse 14, because of the hard bondage that they found themselves in. It tells us that they worked in mortar and in brick and in all manner of service in the field. All their service wherein they made them serve was with rigor, was with cruelty. You see, we say, yeah, that it was not grand. This is what we see. It was not grand. It was not what the nation of Israel made it out to be. When they begin to suggest that they want to go back to Egypt, perhaps they had forgotten what it was truly like. Perhaps they had forgotten all the pain and the actual suffering. Perhaps they had forgotten their freedom, which they did not have. Perhaps they had forgotten the fact that they had no rights. The only thing which was given them was abuse. Physical abuse, verbal abuse. The nation of Israel belonged during those times to the Egyptians. They forced them to work for nothing. They needed to do, the nation of Israel needed to do whatever the Egyptians asked them to do. And as slaves, the nation of Israel, they had no rights, no freedom. As slaves, the Egyptians could punish them whenever they wished, whenever they felt like it. We read as well in the book of Exodus chapter 1 verse 22, it tells us, "And Pharaoh charged all his people, saying, every son that is born you shall cast into the river, and every daughter you shall save alive." That's what the nation of Israel experienced when in Egypt. The Bible teaches us that Pharaoh got so frustrated with the nation of Israel and them just growing and increasing in numbers, that he decided to kill all the newborn boys. That's what life was like. And yet we find them longing, having this craving to go back to Egypt. In the book of Acts, chapter 7, verse 19, it says, "The same dealt subtly with our kindred, and evil entreated our fathers." The idea there of that word evil entreated, it speaks of the fact that you do something to injure the individual. You do something for their harm or for their hurt. You desire to bring about some ill upon them. And that's what we find the Bible is telling us. That's what the nation of Israel's life was like in Egypt. So we've got to ask the question to them, what did you say? You long, have a strange longing to go back to what? To Egypt? To slavery? To bondage? A life of misery? A life of no freedom? Exodus chapter 3 verse 7, it reads, the Lord, this is almost what he is saying. It says, "And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrow." Yeah, the Bible tells us three things. Firstly, it tells us that the Lord had seen. What did he see? He saw his people's misery. He saw their depression. He saw their trouble. He saw the affliction of his own people. Second thing we find is that the Lord, he had heard. He heard their cry out to him. Third thing the Bible tells us, speaking of the Lord with regards to the nation of Israel while still in Egypt, he says, "For I know their sorrows." See, the nation of Israel did not know what, or they had forgotten what it was truly like in Egypt. You know, it is strange, it is sad that today we have Christians who are also looking over their shoulder. Christians who at times long to go back to Egypt. Perhaps they look at life, their lives, and perhaps things are not just working out the way they planned or they thought. Perhaps they look around and they see that their buddies or their friends are seeming to be more successful, are seeming to be in positions where they are climbing the ladder. We at times as Christians, especially when we can face challenges or trials or hard circumstances, many times we might look back over our shoulder and long to go back to Egypt. And the question today, if that is you, what did you say? You have a longing to go back where? Back to a life of what? Back to a life that bore no true fruit? A life that was meaningless? A life that was empty? Let it be known that as Christians, as we often look back at times to go back to Egypt, the life that we once experienced, the life that Christ brought us out of, we often look back at our past and feel maybe we are missing out on something, or we feel that we are robbing ourselves of a meaningful, a successful life. And the question must be put to us, what did you say? Have we forgotten what our lives were like there in Egypt, in sin, prior to coming to Christ? The world has not nothing for you and for me. Have we forgotten? Have we forgotten that sin strips us of everything? It takes away. Have we forgotten that life which we're looking at and might covet at times, that life might appear to be good, but we know in reality it is not. We've been there. So why at times do we, like the nation of Israel, long to go back to that life? We know in that life there's no security. There's constant fear. There's so much superstition. There's no freedom. There's no peace, no joy, just constant emptiness. A life filled with guilt and shame. A life that is full of regret. We were there. I trust that this message would encourage you, to remind you that there's nothing that life has to offer us, that life which we once lived. The reality is that I once was lost. I once was drowning in life's angry sea, going down, no one to help me. But Jesus' blood has rescued me. May we never long to go back there. And like we know the chorus, when I remember what the Lord has done, I will never go back anymore. No, never. Never go back anymore. I trust that will be your focus and that'll be your true longing. And not a longing, a strange longing for Egypt.
Absolutely. Don't look back. Do not look back. Forward we go, right? Remember what Christ has done for you. So do not look back. You know, do not look back. Do not feel as though it is better. Life was much better in Egypt. You look back and you see people succeeding, as Pastor Donovan has just said. But remember what Christ has done. Just how amazing, this amazing sacrifice that's been done. He gave his only begotten son so that you may have life, and not just have it, but have it in abundance. So that's what you need to keep in mind at all times. It's a minute before 1 o'clock right here on Radio Pulpit with myself and Poputini. On the other side of 1 o'clock, top of the hour, we'll give you news.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564. Or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
At Radio Pulpit, we love the interaction we have with our listeners on all the social media platforms. It is also our way of giving everyone a voice that can be heard all over the world. Unfortunately, we have been experiencing huge difficulties with WhatsApp for a while now, and we are now forced to find a viable alternative. That alternative is called Telegram. Telegram is an app that works exactly the same as WhatsApp, and it uses the same telephone number as well. All you need to do to be able to chat with your favorite presenter is to download the Telegram app onto your phone and send your message or voice note the same way you always did. We will then be able to receive and answer your message faster, and the privacy on this app is much better too. So, whether you have an iPhone or an Android, the app pic is a white paper plane in a blue circle. Please download the Telegram app right away and make life easier for everyone.
Faith, hope, and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.